listen to a podcast.
What'd you say?
I said, enjoy your stupid silent movie. I'm going to listen to a podcast.
Oh yeah. What are you going to listen to?
Big Fatty Online.
Okay.
Hey, Toppy.
Huh?
What? I'm sorry to interrupt your movie again.
I'm just trying to have a conversation,
you know
okay.
what I mean?
What do you want?
Hey, Toppy, do you still listen to Big Fatty Online?
Oh. I usually don't like listening to podcasts where people just sit around and like, oh, we're talking about our lives, you know?
Well, you mean like personal journal podcasts?
Podcasts where people say, oh, I like this video because blah, 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 you know, whatever.
Toppy!
What?
Your podcast is a personal journal podcast.
It is?
Yes!
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Jeez.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, what are you going to listen to?
Big Fatty Online.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Jeez.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat Runner. This is episode 2925. The VFO for two, I say Tuesday the 16th of April 2019, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got some voice letters and some news about the rest of the week. Hello, returners. Big Freddy. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well, y'all. Y'all, you are returners today, because y'all, today, too, I say Tuesday, Big Fatty is returning to Hatlanta. Y'all got word late Monday afternoon that the Hat Arena, the nurses at the assisted living have, I had mentioned that my mother's feet had swollen a little bit. At least I think I mentioned that. I think Archer's mother is in the same situation, and y'all, since the time I was there and left on Saturday, y'all, they've turned blue and are ice cold now. Big Fatty, it's kind of like the old gal, turned blue and ice cold. No, that's her heart. Big Fatty, So, y'all, they've taken her to the El Hospitalo, and they think it might be a blood clot or something like that, but one of my brothers and his wife are taking their daughter to Tejas. She's going into flight training for the Air Force, and so, y'all, they were leaving at 4 a.m. in the morning Tuesday morning, and driving her to Tejas and then coming back on Thursday. So y'all, I'm going back. Y'all, I can't make the drive late on Monday afternoon and evening. Y'all, I will drive off the side of the road. I just can't do it. And so I'm gonna get up and at 'em. First thing too, I say Tuesday morning, and head on back to Hatlanta. I'll be there. The initial plan is to return on Saturday. But y'all, as with everything is fluid. Now, y'all, I don't know if there'll be any more little shows this week. I am taking my equipment. Fatty, that is vulgar. I'm taking my equipment with me, and I've thank goodness I've gotten some more voice letters and all. So y'all, hopefully I can put together at least a couple of little shows while I'm over there. But y'all, I make no promises. I make no promises on this. And so if you don't get a little show the rest of the week, you'll understand why. Big Fatty, they didn't get little shows last week, and it had nothing to do with just you fucking it up. Well, y'all, it will either be I didn't have a chance to record, or I'm fucking it up. Yes, Big Fatty, probably the latter. Y'all, that just kind of... It just kind of brings it all together. Yes, Big Freddy. I need a lot of happy music, y'all. And I know this is going to sound terrible, anyway, y'all, I'm taking a suit. We're closer to the end than I thought we were, that's just my gut feeling. And y'all, I know, and maybe this isn't talking about my day or anything, but y'all, right now it is the thing on my mind. But y'all, I know that there are others out there that are going through very, very similar situations. I know that Sam in the hinterlands, I mentioned that on yesterday's little show. That her husband is having some real difficulties, and I'm not going to break any confidences or anything, but y'all, it's very serious, and so I'm asking you to keep Sam and the Hinterlands in your thoughts. Y'all, I know you've seen on the Twitty that Miss Bacon's daddy is going through it's the cancer. And y'all, and there are others out there. My mind is just both racing and unable to focus right now. But and y'all, you know, I said on yesterday, I think it was yesterday's little show, the reason I talk about this is because it seems to me like there are so many of us that are dealing with aging parents or sickness in families or can see it, on the crest, on big, fat, like crestfallen. No, like on the horizon, you're gonna have to deal with these things. And so, y'all, I'm not looking for sympathy or an outpouring or anything like that. Just keep the Hatterina in your thoughts, and keep all these other folks in your thoughts also. But anyway, let me tell you about my day, B. Freddy, that sounds like you've had quite the day. Y'all, I made me a pot roast in my steam pot. What is that thing called? Instant pot. And yes, Big Freddy, the old steam pot. Y'all, I ate some of that. Y'all, I don't know. There's a taste, and maybe it's the oil I'm using or something like that, or something. It's just a little off, and y'all, it gave me indigestion. Maybe I'm having problems digesting beef. Big Freddy, the old people have problems digesting things. It's true, and but I ate it anyway. Yes, Big Freddy, it's kind of like that peanut. Found a peanut. Anyway, I got nothing. I got nothing. But anyway, after I kind of belched around, I did take an Alka-Seltzer and I felt better. But y'all recorded that Survivor's Ready little show with old Crooked Hat and Sam in the Hinterlands. Y'all, her husband insisted. He insisted that she slip away and do that and get her mind off of things. And I'm glad she did. And y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely meeting Sam in the Hinterlands face-to-face. Big Fatty, did she seem underwhelmed by her prize for the so-so question? Well, I didn't even ask. Big Fatty, I wonder if she likes that goat she was getting. I don't know. Anyway, we recorded that, and y'all, then I went to bed, kind of tossed and turned a little bit on Sunday night. But I wouldn't say Whitman Tinka was involved. But anyway, y'all got up. I got up on Monday morning, had my coffee and my brufkas. And what else did I do? Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all piddled around. Oh, I know what I did. Y'all, I went for my nipple walk around Fat Acres. Y'all, I had missed my nipple walks. And y'all, I was counting. There were 26 homes that had old Peter Cottontail decorations. Y'all, they don't go all out. You know, it's one of those little flags or a little wreath on the door, maybe some a bunny rabbit sitting on the front porch or something like that, but you know, not like they do for crema. Anyway, y'all, speaking of crema, y'all, there's still some crema wreaths up. Be ready. Anyway, y'all, after that, I went to the Lowells, and y'all, they had the mulch. They had the mulch on sale, 5 bags, for $10. And y'all, then they had some bags of river rock, 3 bags for $10. And y'all, I got 6 bags of the river rock, and I got 5 bags of the mulch. And y'all, I went to check out and did that and loaded it all in my car. And I said, something's not right. I've paid too much for this stuff. And y'all, sure enough, I had picked up the Lowell's brand of the mulch, but that's not what was on sale. It was the Scott's. It was the highfalutin Scott's mulch that was 5 bags for $10. And so, y'all, I had to go to the service desk and take that back and go and then I had to go and switch out the ones I got with the correct ones. And y'all, then I got back here to Fat Acres, and I unloaded the bags of mulch in the front yard. And y'all, then I, what did I do then? Then I went around to the back of the villa and unloaded the 6 bags of river rock. And y'all, I was tired. And I rinsed off old Ruby Red, got some of the pollen off of it, and y'all, then what did I do? Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all took my share. Then I sat out on the front porch of the villa, and so y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today, y'all, it came in via e-letter about a week ago, and y'all, it's from that Phyllis Lindstrom. Yes, Big Fatty! Phyllis says, Big Fatty, hope this is an excellent question. Which lubrication do you prefer, water-based or silicone? All the best, Phyllis. Well, first of all, Phyllis, thank you so much for the Ask Big Fatty question. Always lovely to hear from you. And Phyllis, we don't hear from you very often. Big Fatty, they're coming out of the woodwork since you're getting near the end. I guess so. Only 75 more. Is that right? Yeah, 75 more. That's it. First of all, Phyllis, this is an excellent question. It depends. It depends. Being very like an undergarment? No, not a get back into life depends. Being fatty. It depends. Normally I would if it's something latex and large silicone is just lovely. J-lube, you know, that's what they use to inseminate cows. Big Fatty! I guess it's a water-based lubricant. Big Fatty, what are you talking about? Well, here's a clue. Big Fatty! So y'all, the Brian in Danbury, y'all, he sent something out on the Twitter that says, this reminds me of Danbury Jr. And y'all, it was this young boy goes into the bathroom with his hands above his head and says, look out, boys, protect your buttholes. I don't know what it was. And y'all, it just sounds like the Flopfo is, rubbing off on Danbury Jr. Big Fatty, that flop flow. She's a pill. It's true. Y'all, speaking of pills, y'all, you know, I told you everything was so fluid. My sister-in-law is at the El Hospitalo now with my mother and says, you know, the El Hospitalo is Mexican for El Hospitalo. The turnip head calls it the spa, and she says, well, now the Hatterina's feet are not blue, and there's a nice pulse in her feet. Hospital says that clots, they thought that maybe leg foot clots or blood clots or something, are extremely rare if she's on the Eliquis, which she is. They are going to do a test to check for fluid around the heart, but basically, I think they would otherwise just send her back home. They seem to be scratching their heads as to why she's there. So, y'all, I don't know. You know, everything I just said may just go out the window. Y'all, and I forgot to tell you, you know, the Faye Driver's dealing with his dad. Y'all, Miss Beaver recently dealt with Mother Beaver with all this kind of stuff. Y'all, again, I don't mean to leave anybody out of all of this, but y'all, it's just hard to keep track of it all. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, but here's something that's not hard to keep track of. Y'all, if you go to the Kohl's, or if you order online and you got the Kohl's charger plate, y'all, I got a 30% off if you want to use it and order online. It's good from the 11th through the 20th. 30% off, and the code is BASKET30. Big Fatty, like Basket Fast? Right, BASKET30. So y'all use that if you want to, and you get the Kohl's cash also. Yes. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, oh, Big Fatty, there's more things coming in, and y'all, they're talking about water pills now. Big Fatty, Granny takes those, it's true. Y'all, I'm discombobulated. Y'all, by the way, speaking of Basket 30, y'all, do you watch that show on FX called Baskets? Y'all, it is absolutely fabulous, and the new season just started. So put that in your VRC if you haven't. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, another person that has family issues and all, the old Stinkpot and Sassy.
What are you going to listen to?
Big Fatty Online.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Jeez.
Oh, Big Fatty, well, Stinkpot, I didn't mean to leave you out, but it's unfortunate.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.